All right, everybody, welcome to the Sports Ethos Los Angeles Chargers podcast here with Will, Brandon, and Shane. Where were you guys in 2017 as we welcome you to the rewatch of the 2017 National Football League draft?
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, yep. I think we all were. Well, not Will, but we.
I was in. I was in college, porking some chicks. So yeah.
Oh my god. Are we allowed to say that?
No, we can say that. You said porking. You didn't say the other thing.
Oh Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I just said pork.
Okay. On that note, this is a great draft. So let's get this started. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. And Brandon, I'll count you down here for the stream. We're watching NFL Throwbacks, hour 21 minute stream of the NFL draft. All right. I'll count you down, Brandon. And in three, two, one, go.
The first ever draft, 1936, right here.
We're in Philly, Brandon, for this
about
one.
20 minutes ago, we got the
And you know what's funny about this? This is quite literally the draft that sets us up. It leads right into our Super Bowl season. So this is an important draft for Philly.
We're booing Roger Goodell again.
Yeah. I think it's funny that he kind of likes it, you know.
Yeah, he definitely enjoys it.
Come on, Philly, come on.
Bring it on. Bring it on. He's like, come on, bring it up.
So there's the Browns War Room live, maybe waiting for the phone to ring. And then the Browns.
Yeah, see, now, this is like around the time we start seeing like the War Rooms kind of change. No doubt. Like when they become more modernized.
When the people look older.
Another quarterback. Well, yeah, that too.
We might as well run through the recent history of their picks while we're waiting.
Oh, recent history. Trent Richardson, Brandon Weeden. Rakevious Nico, Justin Gilbert. Wait, here he comes. Johnny Manziel. Danny Shelton, who's actually fine.
He was around.
Yeah. Corey Coleman.
Danny Shelton.
Yeah.
Who?
Who? Everyone just who?
Great job, Brown.
Great job, Brown.
Oh, boy. Look at. Oh, but look. Because look who they land on with this one.
In the 2017 NFL draft.
Yeah, they finally get it right.
Miles Garrett. Miles Garrett.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Defensive end in the NFL today.
And oh, yeah.
Here's a shot of Miles Garrett in his home in the Metroplex.
Yeah, the thing is, that's true. That's true, because a lot of people will be like, oh, what about TJ Watt? But TJ is an outside linebacker. It's different. Yeah. He's not categorized as a DN.
Look at him, folks. 6'4 and a half, 272. He's got
It's pretty much like,
arms, which is
I think, you know, him, Crosby, and
all-pro ability all day long. If he stays healthy and he can
I was gonna say maybe Bosa, but no, not quite.
Honestly, at this point, I just characterize outside linebackers as defensive ends now. That's what they are now at this point.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Linebacker is an edge. This is when they're still classifying defensive ends.
He takes Connor McDermott, the left tackle,
who's a fifth or sixth. Yeah, because I'm like, because so many outside linebackers just
good vision. Here's my question for you guys. In hindsight, do you think this is the right pick instead of Mahomes? My opinion is yes.
Yeah. 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 I think 100%. Because I'm gonna be honest, this is the best take ever that I have, and I said this. Patrick Mahomes going to Kansas City when he got drafted to Kansas City. I said he has a shot to be a superstar in Kansas City. If he went to Chicago, if he went to Cleveland, Maybe if you went to New Orleans with Sean Payton, it would have worked. But every other place here, it would not have worked, as Shane said. It would not have worked, not even close.
I mean, look at it this way. The Browns are where careers go to die, no matter who you are, except for Myles Garrett. So it's like, Mahomes. Like, listen, is Mahomes great? Yes, but Mahomes was not Mahomes right away. It took him a year or two. So he would have been starting. Remember, he wasn't starting right away for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
it was still Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So. So you know damn well he would have gotten thrown into the fire in Cleveland, and it would have been disastrous.
Or Chicago. It would have been terrible.
Yeah.
I like how they're talking about Solomon Thomas here.
Edge pass rusher in the draft just got taken number one. This is the best interior pass rusher.
And he was great.
In the 2017 NFL draft.
He was okay.
I'm joking. He sucked.
No, he was great in college.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky to Chicago. This was a great pick.
Yeah! Woo! This pick, best pick in the draft. Woo!
Oh,
Bears passed on Watson and Mahomes, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, you mean the MVP?
MVP.
The MVP.
By the way, 2018 Pro Bowler. 2018 Pro Bowler. Woo!
How did that happen?
But the crazy thing, guys, the Bears also traded for Trubisky for Brett Warner. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then to move up and give up
that draft gap, well, third and fourth this year. It's so funny because years ago the Bears prided themselves on defense, and yet you didn't take defensive player here, you took me. Mitch Trubisky wasn't even good in college. That's why I don't understand why he was the second one, like him, and then like the. Well, I mean, we'll talk about it probably somewhere in the future. But Daniel Jones going what, sixth overall to the Giants? Those guys were not good in college.
But the thing though, Brandon, during the 2019 draft, the QB class was pretty rough.
It was a rocky class. I mean, Watson. I think I had Watson.
Look at Chicago's reaction. They're like,
they're all pissed. They're all pissed. They're all like, who?
Bro, when the fans hate your pick, immediately, that's how you know you made the wrong pick.
Wait, Brandon, 8-5 and only you're a starter.
8-5. And it's like his numbers. I mean, listen, for that point, then those numbers were decent because he had 3,700 yards. And it was like 400 rushing yards, and he had 30 touchdowns and like 6 picks. The problem is, if you throw 6 picks in college, that's bad. So, like, you know, because a lot of quarterbacks that are going, you know, in the top, you know, 10, top 15 nowadays, you can't throw more than, like, 4 picks in your season.
That's the only thing that Trubisky can do. He has legs and can throw to an open receiver. That's all he can do.
I think he lost his legs later in his NFL career.
Yeah, because all he did was run. That's because all he did was run.
David Shaw said, we're not saying he's a bad quarterback. Yes, we are.
And he's awful. Look at the quarterback that they passed on.
I forgot that David Shaw was in this for NFL Network.
Like, that's the problem I have with Trubisky, too, is like, he literally, when you play 4 years in college and you're only a starter your senior year, that's how you know the guy sucks.
Mm-hmm. Solomon Thomas, who didn't really pan out here.
No, this is a bust.
We have a few guys who didn't pan out here, so I'll read through a bunch of these other names. Please let me know if I miss any. Not in the first round. Buda Baker, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon.
Buda Baker wasn't the first round?
No, it was the second round, 36.
No, he turned out pretty good, though. Yeah, he panned out.
Sorry, Shane and Will. Malik McDowell was picked right before him to the Seahawks, so we could add Buda.
Ew, I remember this. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Ew, that was a wasted pick.
Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, who, of course, had a bunch of off-field troubles at Oklahoma. Juju Smith-Schuster, Deion Dawkins, Alvin Kamara, Cooper Kupp.
Wait,
We're talking about guys that did pan out, right?
I'm talking about just like Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
I just say didn't pan out.
No, did. Do we have anything to say about Leonard Fournette? In the
American football, I mean, he was great and then just disappeared, like just fell off a cliff out of nowhere.
I think he has a ring now.
He does.
Yeah, Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin, Kareem Hunt, Shaquille Griffin, Kenny Golladay, Jonnu Smith, Trey Hendrickson, James Conner, Eddie Jackson.
I didn't know that.
Right, so Tariq Cohen, Jalen Reese-Maven. There's so many names, I'm just reading them off. George Kittle in the fifth round. 240 at the combine. Brandon Jake Elliott to the Bengals in the fifth as well.
Yeah, that's strange. And it's funny because then the Bengals caught him, we picked him up, and the rest is history. And then he won us a Super Bowl that year.
Yeah. Matt Milano, Jamal Agnew. Aaron Jones, fifth round, Packers.
My question is, why did the Bengals cut him? You just drafted him.
I don't know. Here we go. Seventh round, Harrison Butker, Panthers, kicker. Is
he
in the
game? He caught the ball very well. He was a Panther?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
He was a Panther for a while. Chris Carson as well for you Seahawks fans out there.
Oh, man, I miss him.
He's retired. Chris Carson. More than Drew Lock.
That guy was awesome. Shut up, Will. That guy I'm just kidding. No, that guy, yeah, Carson was a stud when he was healthy. Man,
yeah. He's not a Pro Bowler in this, but I thought I mentioned it since he was a late seventh rounder. Patrick Ricard, fullback, Baltimore Ravens. We're in the undrafted section here. Patrick Ricard, are you ready for? Wait, let's see. Are you ready for this? Green Bay Packers quarterback Taysom Hill. Justin Hardy, quarterback, Houston Texans. Young Wei Ku, Chargers kicker. Kenny Moore the second for the Patriots.
Why? Some of these guys are not ringing a bell like to the teams that they got drafted by. I'm like, what?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
Got drafted or picked up on the undrafted list. All these really good defensive linemen and safeties
and corners now are kind of itching their way back, and there's some defensive. Oh my God. Oh, this. Oh, wait a minute. The next, because the next pick in this draft, I thought he was a bust then, and he was a bust in the NFL.
He was bad.
Never liked him. Never liked him. Never thought he was any good.
He was bad.
I never thought he was any good at all. He runs the ball, he catches the ball well, he reminds because you're like, I usually crap on the Mac, although the Mac did happen to bring me my glorious cornerback Quinion Mitchell, but I like at this time like when I was like bro, I was like, Corey Davis is coming out of the Mac. I'm like, he's not any good. Like, can we not do that?
Your thing with Corey Davis was he's in the Mac, he sucks.
Well, it's to me, it's different for like receivers, because receivers, you're going up against corners that suck most, like 99% of the time. You're going up against guys that are going to have 9-to-5s, like in the offseason. Like, so to me, like with Corey, was like, oh, Corey Davis is so good. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. Stop that.
Oh, yeah, Corey Davis, yeah, he was not good. Yeah.
He was good in college. Yeah, he had three great years, like back-to-back. He was a starter for most of his, like, he has the record for receiving yards, believe it or not, in D1. But, you know, but I, even then I was like, I don't see it with this guy. I just never did.
Marshawn Lattimore.
are nuts.
Hey, Mike, don't mess it up.
Honestly, Corey Day was a solid in Western Michigan.
I didn't think he was going to translate to the NFL just because it's that Mac, man. Like, very few guys out of the Mac are successful. Like, yeah, there's been some recent ones, obviously, but very few guys out of the Mac are good. At least,
guys in the trenches are more successful from there.
Browns attempting to trade for Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins. What a headline! But from
my perspective, the only hit I can remember out of the Mac at this point, in the last 10 years, is probably Quinion Mitchell.
At least from what I can think of, yeah. Interior guys.
DJ, do you see it the same way? Oh, look, my backyard.
I think this is the worst roster in the
NFL right now. Welcome to MetLife Stadium.
Jets great again. Oh my God. This was tough
to see. It's tough to see because of all those great names because they do need so much. I believe during his point.
I was about to say, is that guy predicting the future? And then I remembered, oh wait, this is a year after that election. Never mind.
Oh, Florham Park, New Jersey. Yeah. Oh, great. My state. The New York Jets select
Jamal Adams.
This is a good pick. This is a great pick at the time, but he fell off a cliff, bro.
Yeah, he was amazing the first 4 years, and then he.
Yeah. For the Jets. He only had one or two good years for the Seahawks, and that was it.
Once they couldn't send him off the edge anymore, he was useless. He was a blitzing DB. That's all he was.
Yeah, he couldn't cover for crap.
Yeah.
Wait, Shane, I hate to kind of put you on the spot here, but can you talk about what happened at your high school football practice today or yesterday?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But I will.
Okay, talk about it then.
So I'm the safeties coach at this high school in our area. And yesterday we have our first practice. And I asked my safeties. I think I've got 7 of them. Steve Smith, what do you think of that fit? I said, who here can show me how to press? Which is, one of like 3 things you do as a safety. And they all looked at me and they're like, I don't know. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? None of you know how to press? I didn't say that, obviously. I didn't want to get fired. But then, no, so then it was... So then now they've got it, kind of, but having to do that on top of like all the X's and O's and like, okay, this is how, this is how you read what the offense is giving you. And it's like, okay, so if you got trips on this side, you've got to be lined up 9 by 2, which is a whole other thing, and yada, yada, yada. Anyways.
Yeah.
We're getting there. It's okay.
We're learning here. It's early. Mike Williams.
The first day.
Mike Williams. Any thoughts?
Mike Williams. Glass. Done.
Glass.
He was glass even in college. So, bro's been made out of glass his whole life. Bro was born glass.
I feel like this first round, at least so far, is just full of guys that are, like, they're good, but not first round good. You know what I mean?
Wow. One of his highlights is legit him doing a DK. And chasing down.
And he's a receiver.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I go to Dallas Cowboys.
Oh boy.
Wait, the NFL comparison's Dez Bryant?
DK might as well be a corner. Dude can't run routes for shit.
Wait, Dez Bryant is the NFL comparison? Excuse me?
Oh boy.
That's bold.
And even then, Dez Bryant should have been better than what he was.
Yeah, but I mean, Dez Bryant was pretty solid.
He was solid, but he had so much talent to keep going.
And I don't see him a Hall of Famer, though. But.
No, he's not.
There he is.
McCaffrey, what a stud.
McCaffrey, there we go.
Yeah, he has some injury bugs here and there, and also got the batting curves, but, you know.
He's
still pretty great.
He's still fire. Still fire.
Saquon better watch out.
Hey, well, Christian McCaffrey used to be the best running back in the league. Saquon took that.
See, that's the one thing. I mean, if we're going to take a detour on the show, that's the one thing we can talk about. But,
the Madden.
Like, I agree with you.
Can I ask a question? Will Madden 26 be a good video game? Yes or no?
No.
No.
No, it's Madden.
It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's just make an MVP bundle. Let's play NCAA and you can pay more.
Yay, pay $150.
I'm not giving EA my money. Screw that.
Yes. Absolutely not.
So, Brandon, you feel like...
Actually, I shouldn't talk badly on them for reasons.
So, Brandon, you feel like this is the one running back that can break the Madden curse, Saquon.
Well, look at the last, like, 10 years, right? A lot of guys have broken the curse. Like, so, to me... They have,
for the running back position, though...
No, but I'm saying for the.
I'm Googling this. Hold on. Now
like,
I'm curious.
They actually showed the numbers. Like, I forget what. It was a thing on Instagram. They showed the numbers of all the Madden cover guys for like the last like 10 years, pretty much. They all either like made the playoffs, won a Super Bowl. I mean, if you don't count Brady or Mahomes, because obviously. So, you know, make the playoffs, win a Super Bowl. Or they just have good fantasy seasons, good personal seasons. Like maybe not the same exact season that they had that the year before, but equally as good. Definitely not worse. So
okay, it's okay. Like, do you want to go through all the Madden covers and say if they were curses or not?
I've got it right here. Hold on.
Okay,
they did
it.
There's an actual thing for it.
Yes. Talking about one of the most finely tuned athletes on the planet. Okay. No, this is a dumb article. Hold on.
No, just go through every single one and we say if it was a curse or not.
Just hold on a second.
Rob, we got it. How to learn that patience
and explore. Robert, I know you're excited, but just hold on.
I hate this video game.
I mean,
and we don't.
Yeah.
Wait a second. What? Eddie George, the first Madden cover athlete?
The first non-Madden one, I believe. Yeah. Championship team Deshaun Watson
still back there. Okay, let's see. So, the Bengals, just like the Browns, have 11 picks. What they might do. Okay. A great pick, Jonathan. Let's start from most recent. So McCaffrey, he played 4 games last year.
Yeah. That's a curse.
That's a curse, man. Right there.
Josh Allen, the year after his.
Wait, he broke it.
He broke it.
No, he had 18 hit career high league leading 18 interceptions. So I mean, you know,
that's the playoffs now.
23 it was John Madden. And, well, yeah, I mean, he passed away, so that's, yeah, that's that.
Can we do a quick pause then, really quick and talk about John Ross?
Fast but nothing else? All gas, no brakes?
Yeah. All right, continue,
Shane. The 40-year dash. We are dash. Coming to...
So then it was Brady and Mahomes.
No.
Which, well, yeah, well, both of them failed to make it back to the Super Bowl after that year, which was like the first time that had happened in several years.
Well, when you think about the curse, it's not like them not getting back. It's more so just like their personal seasons.
Yeah.
Like,
He wrote a check for $100 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Let's see, then in 20, Mahomes had a knee injury that kept him out for 3 games.
He was still playing that year, no?
Yeah. And then 19, it was Antonio Brown. And after that was when he... After that was when he went off the rails.
Wait, who was 21 again? Was that... Oh, Mahomes was 21. Oh,
no, Lamar was 21. And so he was 30... He had 36 touchdowns the year before and then 26 the year after. So, like, fell off majorly.
So Antonio Brown, CTE, move on.
Yeah, Brady, he's going to take him step in 18, and then he went on to lose the Super Bowl. Gronk in 17, and then the next year he only played 6 games, had injuries after that. Odell Beckham was considered the first, from Madden 16, was considered the first athlete to break it.
I don't think the Madden 16 cover looks good in hindsight.
No.
Oh my god, here's the Chiefs Bills trade. Here it is.
Oh boy.
For Patrick Mahomes. Comes out of the
green room. And yeah, and Bills got Josh Allen on that pick, 2018 first round pick.
Dude, the Bills have been haunting them ever since. Or the Chiefs have been haunting the Bills ever since.
Madden 15, we have Richard Sherman.
He broke it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying everybody broke it, but it's been broken in the last 10 years by a few guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Madden,
like that,
Madden,
although he did lose the Super Bowl the following year, so.
Oh yeah, but I
we don't talk about that.
Madden 25, the old one. We have to talk about
it was Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson that year, next gen cover.
Or his ACL, yikes.
Oh yeah.
One, I remember. Let's see, Calvin Johnson.
No.
And there's the best player in the world, the GOAT, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not calling him GOAT yet.
I am.
We're getting there.
We're getting there, but he's gotta catch Brady at this point. I mean, if he would have three-peated, I would have given it to him. But he didn't.
Here we go. Madden 12. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Peyton Hillis.
He's got the athletic ability. Wait, what? Mahomes comparison? In the pocket. That's Mahomes.
Yeah,
I would not put Mahomes even on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks at this point.
I do. I will.
Well, that's
had him. Everyone had him as a Brett Favre guy, and he grew from there. You see this arm that he had in college? Holy crap!
Look at that. Amazing.
I mean, if he keeps this up for another 10 years, then yeah. But I mean, as of right now, like, dude's only played. What, 8 seasons?
Yeah.
Or, let's see. Baseball, here's what
you don't like. Well, I think he counts 2017, so you got to count 2018.
Well, here's my issue with Mahomes right now. The last 2 years have been a massive step back for him.
Last year, not very good.
Massive.
He's not looked good at all the last 2 years.
One championship, though.
Okay, I don't care. That's a team accomplishment, not his.
Here's the thing with Mahomes. If you look at his numbers in the playoffs, in terms of his own personal numbers, he actually sucks. He's not good in the playoffs. It's the rest of the team around him that's actually really good.
Well, we talk about the defense. Defense wins championships.
Man. I remember Mahomes versus Baker Mayfield. That was an awesome game.
What do you guys want to do during the Deshaun Watson pitch?
Great question.
I mean, we can.
I don't know. I can't really say it on here because.
I don't know what to do with that. Almost on
every down. Excuse you. Excuse you. say what you want. We're all adults here.
Nah.
I mean, yeah. Welcome in, Cass.
Hello.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, okay. Yeah, I'll say it. It's fine. Who cares? You know, he was great first couple seasons. You know, looked like he just came right out of Clemson looking great. And then, you know, his issues happened off the field, to put him mildly. Deshaun Watson. Yeah, and that was like... They scored 29 points a game on offense. I think first of all, he didn't play for like a whole year because he was holding out or whatever the hell was going on.
It was holding out and then, plus everything else.
Yeah, and then he missed, you know, another 11 games the next season. So like not playing for a year and a half, and I'm sure he wasn't like training that much because he was always in court or doing, you know, whatever.
He was always in court.
And, well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, he was involved in a lot of cases. So, anyways.
And we had him 2 years, wasn't it? Like, in total, like, between the time he finished his last game of that season and then.
It was basically 2 years. Yeah. And, you know, in the middle there, like, Houston had him playing scout team safety for whatever reason. You know, so then by the time he actually got back to it, I assume he hadn't really practiced and worked out that much, and so then he just was rusty, and it was like, well, okay, I mean, now he sucks.
Marshawn Lattimore is so good. Love Lattimore.
Have you ever heard Sean Payton talking about this pick here?
No, what did he say about it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so he was saying that they were gonna take Mahomes at 11 if he fell to them.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I think he probably would have done well there with, you know, Sean Payton and everything. But then the second the Chiefs traded up with the Bills, he said, okay, well, here goes Mahomes.
Yeah, they knew.
Yeah. But he said he was like going into it, we knew that we wanted to get Mahomes or Lattimore. And so they did get Lattimore, but
either way it's a win because Lattimore was amazing for them.
He was
for New Orleans. He was good for New Orleans. Honestly, this was probably the Saints' best draft class like ever.
Oh my, this Saints draft class is one of the best draft classes of all time in my opinion.
So I remember it was Lattimore, Kamara, Ramchek. I forgot there was others.
Oh my god, it's such a good class.
The Rams drafted really well. Or the Rams, god. The Saints drafted really well, like, in, like, the mid to, like, 2010s. And this is ironic. The Texans trade with the Browns to get Watson, and then they traded with the Browns to get rid of him. I never noticed that. That's
I'm
really
so
funny.
Cool.
Guys, you ever watch the top 100 when Deshaun Watson made it for, you know, all this stuff happened? It was so awkward, man. Like, no one said anything.
The top 100 is like, I enjoy it for what it is, but it's really stupid.
It's very flawed.
You know why? Because they have a system of like, yeah, players are gonna vote for the guys that like are their best friends sometimes, not even like the best player. So it's like, you know, players are gonna vote on their best friends, coaches are gonna vote on the players in their system or whatever, or the guys that they've coached in college or, you know, stuff like that. So it's like,
or they vote for themselves.
Or that too.
Like there was a time, I remember, who was it? Robert Quinn, when he was voting, and he's like, can I vote myself at number one? And they said, yeah. And he's like, all right, I'm doing that. And I was like, dude, you're not number one. Get over yourself. Like, I mean, yeah, he was good, but not like the number one player in the NFL.
Also, I love that we didn't touch on Marshawn Lattimore too much, because you know what I'm going to say about him.
So there you have it. What?
Oh, yeah, because he's in Washington now.
He's a commander.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not just that. Not just that. That's AJ Brown's son.
I'm gonna miss Marshawn Lattimore versus Mike Evans. That was always amazing.
That was
what a rivalry.
It's so funny watching AJ Brown just completely destroy him every time they play, and AJ turns and looks at him. There's like a too small sign. I'm like, yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love how Washington's like, oh yeah, we're bringing in Marshawn Lattimore, and we all said immediately on the show that night that it wasn't going to move the needle, and then what happens? He barely plays and then gets killed by AJ Brown. So, yeah.
From the head, wait, they said from the head coach to the janitor, they're going to fall in love with Deshaun Watson.
Oh boy!
Sure about that?
That's
not good.
That aged poorly.
That aged pretty bad. I like the way he conducts himself.
Yeah, you need those words in a few years.
Oh my God! Sorry about the Alabama tapes, Will. Sorry.
Was that Hunter Renfro cooking your defense?
Yes.
Hey, chill out, man.
Oh, my Lord. Look at that.
John Washington and Justin Tucker, man. Best of friends.
Well, you know what's funny, though? The signs of... Bro, that's the same clip where Mike Williams chases him down. Oh no,
lazy.
Bro.
Why are they showing the negative clips?
There's a lot of them. Actually, yeah, we should have noticed.
Why are they showing this Alabama thing, man? They trying to screw my team over? See, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, it's the national championship. What are they supposed to do?
I mean, look how wide open all his throws were, though.
Kurt Warner, I love
like,
this
that's
guy.
That's kind of embarrassing, Will.
You've seen him after he's made mistakes. Hey, bro, chill on my team, man. We still got a lot of national championships.
I'm just kidding.
Everything that these guys are saying does not age well.
No.
Yeah.
This draft was like, I feel like so far is one where, you know, it's like, for the first picks so far, for the most, other than two guys, really, being Myles Garrett and Mahomes, it's like they were great for like 3 or 4 years and then just fell off an absolute cliff.
Yeah. Oh my God, Deshaun Watson NFL comparison. Marcus
Mariota?
And Steve Young? Steve Young?
What? On what planet?
What are we doing?
Oh, that's... Boy, is that bad.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Mariota's three times faster than Watson.
I mean, not for nothing, but Marcus Mariota, we kind of forget because Tennessee was so bad, but he actually was not that bad of a quarterback in Tennessee.
Yeah, when he was healthy, he was decent. And Steve Young, I mean,
Steve Young's a Hall of Famer. Oh, JJ.
This aged poorly, too. This one aged poorly. Welcome to Houston, Deshaun. Yeah. Deshaun Watson got a home in Houston.
Oh, we're getting back-to-back. We're getting back-to-back picks here that I like. There's an awful lot of defensive talent sitting on this board. Well, our actual pick I don't like, but there is one thing he did do for us. But
I actually can't remember who the next two are. So don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Let's let Shane.
I'm sure once it happens, I'll be like, oh yeah.
I'm sorry to say we have another bad person coming up in this draft. Does anyone remember?
It doesn't really narrow it down.
Does anyone remember Reuben Foster?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Wait, what did he do?
Sexual assault in a hotel room?
Oh.
Yeah. God.
And also allow false accusations against him.
Seems to be a common theme here.
Really great character, guys. Really great character.
Yeah. The Arizona Cardinals select
Hassan Reddick. Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, mm-hmm. Brandon, go ahead on Hassan Reddick.
There you go.
What a beast.
I'm upset that it didn't pan out in Philly, but my God, did I love every second of him in Philadelphia. Oh,
you left the season too early.
I mean, listen, it worked out, but when he left, I was distraught. I love Hassan Reddick, and I still do. Oh, he was so good.
The weirdest thing, guys, is that they keep on putting him at the linebacker spot. I'm like, bro, he's a defensive end.
That was what made me angry, was that he got a lot of the blame for that Eagles defense being bad when they used him incorrectly.
Wait, he's a New Jersey kid?
Yes, he's from Camden. Well, Camden is right next to Philadelphia, so he's basically a Philly kid. Philly was home for him. That's why he came here.
Oh, look at that.
Look at the twitchiness.
That's nice.
Bro, it's a shame. And it's a shame that, like, he's holding out now, and now he's not going to be ever again what he used to be.
Yeah.
But, my God. He'll. I mean, maybe they'll get a lot out of him because Tampa does do well at their defense. But,
yeah.
I mean, bro, he held out for half a season. And he only got one sack when he did play. So.
All right, here we go. Eagles pick coming.
Yeah, and this guy, I swung and missed on him badly. At this time, I was like, oh, yeah. You know, because literally, they were like, oh, yeah. You know who else came out of Tennessee who was a great pass rusher? Reggie White. They're like, oh, my God, he could be Reggie White. So I bought into the Kool-Aid. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the next Reggie White. Oh, boy, was I wrong.
That's Yeah, wait, who was he? And Ed Reed. You've got Reuben Foster and Malik
Hooker are still on the board right now. I wouldn't be shocked if they went either direction. Oh my gosh, someone spelled Eagles correct in the crowd, Brandon.
This guy only made one play in Philadelphia. I'll let you guess which one it was.
Super Bowl.
Well, you'll know when
I know it is.
Yeah. And all he had to do was stick his hands out. That's all he had to do. Other than that, he was the most useless player I've ever seen in my defensive
line. I was going to say his name, but I know he's in Detroit, I think.
Is it Detroit now?
Derek Barnett.
Oh, yeah. I think he's in Detroit right now, I think.
He is in Houston now, actually.
If I had a dollar for every time he was a walking penalty flag, if I had a dollar for every time he was offside or unnecessary roughness or like illegal hands to the face, bro, I swear every time, bro, he would kill drives defensively because he was a walking penalty flag. The only thing he did was stick his hands out to get the damn fumble in the Super Bowl. It's the only thing he ever did in Philadelphia. Listen, great, great job. But if it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else. So I'm like, I don't give him too much credit. Other than that, he sucked. So, bro, look at that. Like,
versus the SEC, he was better than Miles Garrett in sacks.
Look at those numbers. Look at those numbers. How the hell did I not think he was going to be good? Like, he was supposed to be the chosen one. It didn't work. Now here's what I tell you is I know there's medical concerns on the
shoulders of both Jonathan Allen and Reuben Foster. Now,
oh my God, every time they talk about Reuben Foster, I'm gonna puke.
But they're both he didn't pan out. Yep, here's the commissioner. With the 15th pick in the 2017 NFL
Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Malik Hooker. Defensive back for the Colts.
Yeah, I think he's been injured most of the time in his career.
Where is he
well,
now?
The next,
he's meh. On the
phone. He's a cowboy?
Put it this way.
Oh, yeah. Right. He
and, he's absolute burnt toast. What do you think? 1 year starter, 6'1". He's not terrible. He's not a terrible safety, but he's not great.
Hip and hernia surgery. Range and ball skills. Oh my God.
Hip and hernia surgery after the year. So he hasn't worked out for anybody. Look at him drive
to deep outside. Yeah, he was fine. He's serviceable. Let's put it that way.
Still is.
Yeah.
Because the ability to go first guy I thought of was Earl Thomas.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Oh my god.
That's disrespectful. Earl Thomas is goated. Nah, you don't.
They're always like
Earl Thomas that much.
They're always way off on these
comparisons. We're gonna do like what two more of these, and we'll see how bad it gets.
I mean the next two guys here panned out.
Yeah, and then after that, Brandon, we'll talk about Batman 66 after these next two picks.
Yeah, because in the end, well, there's still some guys in the first one we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm told he has two arthritic shoulders,
the result of labral tears. Yeah, there's still about three more guys worth noting. One of them is not worth noting after the next two picks, but
yeah,
well,
we can do some Batman 66 if we get two picks. Are concerned about those shoulders. As for Reuben Foster, also has a shoulder injury. Wait, let me look at this. What specifically happened to Reuben Foster again? Did I get it wrong? At the combine.
Now I talked to Foster. Jonathan Allen.
The diluted
sample. He said if he falls, Allen played more interior, didn't he, in the NFL? With the 16th pick in the 2017 Jonathan NFL Allen?
Draft, the Baltimore. What about him?
Marlon Humphrey. Allen's been great.
Oh, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marlon Humphrey. Yeah, he's a great talent. Injured most of the time, but he was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, Marlon Humphrey's still really good. He's still good.
With the Ravens.
Yeah, Marlon Humphrey is still good. Bro, he had six picks. He had career highs last year. He had six picks and 15 pass deflections.
Yeah.
He's still really good.
They can draft defense, man. Like, Baltimore never misses sometimes.
Yeah, Baltimore, yeah.
When the last time they actually missed?
I mean, both Baltimore and Philly, like in the last, like, what, 8 years, really haven't missed like that.
Yeah, so with Ruth Reuben Foster, there's like a lot of domestic disputes. This is pretty bad. He's my number two player on my board, so I ain't gonna lie. This is bad.
Yeah,
he still went the first round, which is crazy.
If they're scared away by the medical, I think Charles Harris, the outside linebacker from Missouri, also makes sense. Charles Harris.
Foster was regarded as the best linebacker of his class before committing to Alabama, like out of high school.
Yeah.
And then yeah. See, Jahad Campbell better be worth every damn penny we put into him. I hope he is.
Boy, man, Alabama's the talent. All right. Most of the time, doesn't really mess up.
Yeah.
Well, I know. You're telling me two of them are on my offense.
all right, Brandon. Batman 1966. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to say about this one other than we'll put it this way. It's a way different era. We know that. It's a way different style. It's a way different. Everything about it is different. Color scheme of like the costumes and just the tone of it and that, like there's really really so many things that that are just, I guess, you know, not what we know as, like, you know, currently as Batman. And the crazy thing about it is that it's actually, I mean, if you just watch it as like a popcorn flick, it's really not that bad of a movie. It's just, it's silly. It's meant to mimic the early comics. It's meant to mimic the comics. It's meant to be more lighthearted. It's definitely meant to be more of like a kid's, you know, superhero movie rather than something darker or you know, to that effect. So it's definitely like,
Kawan Short is your NFL comparison?
I don't know about, I barely remember Kawan Short.
Oh my God.
I barely remember him at all.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
I don't know either.
Oh my God, look at this. There's a clip of him sacking Philip Rivers. That's how you know this is that long ago. right now. Oh my god.
And guess what? His son is
like Philip Rivers is an like Philip Rivers is an impressive guy to sack. Dude's slower than the second coming of Christ.
Is there anything else you want to say, Brandon, on Batman 66?
I mean, yeah, it's a hard watch because movies back then were not that long, and surprisingly this movie is like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it has to be that long, and you lose the plot pretty early on because really there's not one.
Well, there is, but it's so dumb it's not even worth mentioning.
That's what I mean. But it's actually crazy how much like we've evolved from this Batman to that one, or to the ones that we know now, I should say. And listen, I like it for what it is. I think it's better than Forever. I do think it's better than Batman Forever, which is crazy. Even though I did say I give Batman Forever, you know, marks for effort, but I think this one is just better just because you can tell that they had fun doing this movie.
Oh,
and even
yeah.
Adam West says that, even like, you know, Adam West throughout the years even said that he loved playing Batman, and he even did Catman on Fairly Odd Parents. So,
and even referenced that Family Guy too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's always known as Batman. So, you know, it's fun for its time period. It was good for its time period. But yeah, now it's obviously it's aged very poorly and it's silly, but it holds a special place in the Batman kind of lore, and it's better than the one we're gonna do next week for the watch along, because listen, if you get past all the sheen and shine of you know, the late 90s being different than the mid to late 60s, you'll see that Batman and Robin next week is actually worse than this movie.
There's no
so,
way.
It is.
I don't believe it. Is it?
Yes. It's just as derpy. It's just as derpy, but the thing is, like, it should be better because it's a late 90s movie and technology is better, and it's bad. It's really bad.
Shane, what are your thoughts on Batman 66? And as you could
see, I love it. I love it. I mean, is it good? No, it's terrible. But you know, it's like Brandon said, you can tell that they had fun with it and they had good intent with it. And you know, it's not trying to be, you know, like even when you look at the most recent Batman movie, right, with Robert Pattinson, it's trying to be serious. It's trying to be kind of a gritty crime drama. That's very much not the case with this. They nailed exactly what they were going for. And and so then, you know, I think, I mean, really, that's like, I look at, you know, they have like all the classic villains between Joker and Penguin and Riddler, Catwoman, and they're all like way exaggerated and cartoony, but it works, you know, like it works in this world, in this universe. This is the first comic book movie I ever saw.
What?
So, you know, yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'm, dude, I was like four. You know, so, yeah, so that, you know, it'll always hold a special place in my heart for that reason, but yeah, so, you know, it's, and I think all the vehicles are funny, how they just have, like, they have a bat helicopter, a bat boat, a bat mobile, obviously, a bat motorcycle, like everything.
That shark is somewhere.
The bat shark repellent spray. Like it's, and I love how corny Robin is too. Like, holy sardine! Like, just, it's like,
holy cow, Batman!
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, no, I love this movie. I'll never get tired of it, and yeah, I you know, I mean, it's got nothing on like the Dark Knight trilogy or the, you know, or like the new one or the Tim Burton ones, you know, but for me, it's like, you know, those are all on their tier. And then the bottom tier is like Forever and Batman and Robin. And then there's this one just like right in the middle, kind of the handoff, if you will. Garrett Bowles, great pick by Denver.
Was what, 27 when he got drafted? 26?
Was he really that old?
Yeah,
I thought Bowles struggled a little bit until he got his back together.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great now.
Yeah, he's solid now. What's your rating, Shane, on that movie? What are you thinking, Mike,
over there? You look pensive. What are you? Oh man. I am pensive. This is a tough one because it's like it's because I mean the quality of it is not good. But, like, I have fun with it, so probably like a C. You know? If it was boring and made the same way, I'd probably give it like a B or even an F. But because it has that going for it, I'll go a C.
C is fair. Brandon, what do you rate it?
Yeah, I was, you know, when you and I were talking about it today, Rob, I know we were kind of laughing at it, but I genuinely, like, and thinking about, like, you know, Shane giving it a C, I'll give it like a 6 out of 10. Because I also think about, like, for the time period, this was like a, you know, it was still a pretty good movie for the time period. It's just that it's, you know, it's based on the TV show, so you gotta realize that, you know, TV show based movies aren't always like the easiest thing to pull off either. So, you know, for what it was and for its time period, it's not really that bad. It's just silly and it's dated, but it's a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Will, what are your thoughts on this movie and how do you rate it? I guess we front
loaded the discussion there. Usually with the Adam West movies, I thought they were always campy at best. I always think if you put like the Batman Forever villains in there, they fit right in. And I always thought that, you know, like Shane said, it's a comic book accurate movie. With Adam West, it's not really my cup of tea as far as Batman goes. But when you grew up around that time, that's what your first introduction to Batman, mainstream wise. So I'll give it a 6 out of 10. Honestly, way better, obviously, than Batman Forever, but, like, it was pretty good. It was pretty good just because during that time period.
Rich, two teams I'm gonna give this a 6.5. I enjoyed it. The thing is, it doesn't have a plot. Like, after like the first like 30 minutes, you're like, oh, when is this gonna end? But it's still quite fun. It's a fun movie. It has its charm. For that, I'll give it a 6.5. That's really all I have to say about it. It just has its charm. And I enjoyed it enough.
Yeah. Well, now, well, since we're on the topic of movies and characters, you know, because Cass wanted to ask us a question, and she said that, you know, she wanted to figure out, or ask us at least, who do we think, and I don't know how much you've watched it, Rob, because you're not a big fan of kind of like, you know, horror franchises, but who is the best Michael Myers?
Oh, I can't comment on that. Thanks for the question.
Exactly. And jacks them back into the quarterback. Yeah, so I listen.
I can't answer that because I'm biased.
Well, yeah.
That's fine. You can be biased.
Well, no, because, well, Robert, you know Skyler.
Yeah.
His dad played Michael Myers in Halloween 2.
Oh, yeah. Again, Sharp
from Florida. See, it's tough.
So, and I know him, so, like, automatically, I'm like, yeah, he's great. Even if he wasn't the best, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts with this pick, Steve? I mean, I just tend to go with, like, anytime it's a horror franchise, I just tend to go with the originals. So, like, for me, you know, it's like, if I'm thinking of one, I'm thinking of, you know, Nick Castle. So, but I don't know. Like I just forget that there's actually, because the thing is, I know more about like the Jason Voorhees guys than I know about Michael Myers. So, like,
I'm more like familiar with this with the Scream franchise of like from different guys from there.
Okay, so then who do you think is the best Ghostface?
The OG, I forgot who was the guy that was the OG. It was with Matthew Lillard. I forgot who was the other guy.
Matthew Lillard?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard, yeah. And the other one. There was two Ghostface in the first one.
Matthew
Lillard is an icon.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
he's even in the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise now.
Scooby Doo.
Oh yeah,
hey, he played Shaggy in Scooby Doo.
Yeah. Also, I'm hearing they're gonna put him in Carrie. I guess it's gonna be a TV series. Dynamic.
Oh,
my favorite ghost face though is probably probably Jill Roberts.
Yeah. That's
gonna be interesting to follow. I'm looking for a comparison with Shane.
I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
Wait, Evan Ingram, Jordan Reed. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Wait, Cass, who's your favorite? Screw your ghost face. You're going to see the exact same thing from Ingram. Look at the separation he gets right there,
and that's Byron Jones, an athletic safety take when that and pick gets announced. Oh, that's hard. They need an inside linebacker. Ruben Foster's not still there. Jill. I gave them, I think I gave them Cam Robinson. Maybe
right,
Charlie.
And I like that a lot because he could start day one at right tackle. Maybe Charlie, you said.
Oh, I'm being their friend. And, you want to protect Derek Carr, you saw and what being really into Kirby. Last year on the and way then the and how about literally Lynch stabbing her in the back. In the yeah. So,
not figuratively, but literally.
Yeah, not literally. Literally. The Las Vegas Raiders. Interesting times in the Bay Area, to say
the least. The skills will be flowing. Ready to go. Do you guys remember this next pick at all? I'll tell you what
though, Mike, we've talked so much about Ruben Foster.
Yeah. We probably should I remember the my favorite Ghostface is the guy that played Billy Loomis. This would have been a great
pick for them if we were talking a week ago. Dance. And that's not
the case right. That was the original, right?
But yeah, him and Matt Lillard, yeah. Philadelphia
takes him right, okay. Barnett, who knows? But I thought you know what I find hilarious about the Scooby-Doo live-action movie that Matthew Lillard was in? That was James Gunn's first movie script ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm excited
keep
for Superman.
That Shaggy the Stoner. But this rape allegation is open. It's going to be difficult, I think, even on Friday, unless the team has specific
knowledge that has been. What's another good, like, character that's been played by multiple people?
Jason Voorhees? Didn't I just say that?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes. You don't listen, damn it.
There's a lot of people in here. Don't judge me.
Garrison Conley. I don't remember this kid at all.
I barely remember Garyon Conley. I barely remember him.
Garyon. He's apparently with the Cowboys right now. Or the Cowboys in 2024. With anything
just yet. See, when I think of Jason, right? Like, there's only one guy to me that plays him better than anyone else, and it's Kane Hodder. Well, no, he's not the OG, but I think he's played him the most amount of times. I think. But Kane Hodder is awesome.
He's definitely the most like iconic.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
The original was Ari, how do you pronounce it?
Lehman,
yeah.
We just went through the Spider-Man movies.
My favorite Spider-Man actor is Yuri Lowenthal from the PlayStation video games.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
But in
same with me.
But in movies,
when they acquired Brock.
Oh, it's Toby. One of
the more I like Andrew the most personally.
I like Andrew the most, but I have to be biased because I started with Tom Holland, so he'll always be mine.
Well, okay.
But not gonna lie.
Let me. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Oh, no, I was just saying, not gonna lie, I think the underrated Spider-Man, the guy that played it was a voice actor, is the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Yes, he's underrated. Fantastic.
Najee Jeter?
And what they're doing,
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, he was great. No, for the live action ones, for me, it's like Tobey Maguire is the most iconic. They should also be talking to the Washington. And then. They should also be talking to the Cincinnati Bengals. I feel like Andrew's the most comic accurate.
Yeah.
But I think Tom Holland is like the most fun of the three. Because he's just, you know, he's just very kind of like, you know, innocent, wide-eyed, full of energy. So, you know, I think they all have something to offer.
Yeah, they're all really good. We're very lucky experiment actors.
Think about Spider-Man 94, because I was talking about how I was starting to rewatch that now, because that was one of my favorite cartoons growing up as a kid. So Spider-Man 94 is probably has my second favorite Spider-Man actor, and it's funny because it's the same guy that plays Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid.
That's funny. Oh my God, Jabril Peppers.
Another underrated Spider-Man voice is Drake Bell.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
he's really great.
Yeah.
Cass, since you brought it up, who's your favorite Spider-Man? Toby.
See, she knows.
Yeah, all right.
What do you guys remember about Jabril Peppers? Is he still playing?
Yes, he's. Oh, is he? Oh, yes, he is. New England.
Is he playing with New England?
No, but I mean, Toby alone just for his dance. Yeah, Toby alone just for his dance.
I hate that fucking.
Can't believe McGuire.
Oh man. Yeah, gotta cry.
I'm so happy we didn't do Spider-Man 3, bro.
I kind of wish we did just do memes.
Oh my, I fucking hate that splash player. You could put him at multiple
positions. He can play punt return. I'm hearing like news about Spider-Man Brand New Day. I'm hearing McGuire's back and he's gonna have a kid. He's gonna be on that.
Mayday. They're saying Sadie Sink might play Mayday, but it's just rumor at the moment. Position you play him
in, he's gonna and I guess the Hulk's gonna be on there.
Yeah. This draft is getting bad here, man. We gotta get some good picks here.
Well, we do get some good ones at the end here.
Yeah, we get a couple good ones. We get one good one after the Falcons here. The Browns draft
party one more time. Yeah, and also after the Cowboys. And high-fiving
over the draft. Taco Charlton to the Cowboys. Oh my God.
If the Browns Cowboy pick. You're saying that there are some kids at this next level at
your level that we are coming out. We got at least 3 superstars just coming out of
the
Pac-12 and about 5 really good ones coming out of college.
The Pac-12, bro.
Is that the first time we've had dead silence on this pod for like any more than 2 seconds? And I would
say this. Especially for these watch alongs we're just hanging out. Pick 2 really good
difference makers right off the bat. I mean, yeah, we don't count the ones with like, well, this is technically a hanging out pod because this one is
We're just watching the draft.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's a lot of picks like in between the Marlon Humphrey one.
That's just awful. Of them and worth talking about.
Yeah.
Celebrating somebody, we're gonna find out shortly. Who do you think they're celebrating about right there?
Actually, yeah. Come to think about it, we and. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up, Cass, because it'd be cool if we did actually do a separate movie pod, because I know that we do our movie stuff for this, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this pod is already, like, half movies.
Well, our off-season is heavily, like, we definitely interject the movies more in the off-season, because in the off-season there's no... football. There's nothing really going on.
Yeah, it's mostly just this. It's just a hangout spot.
Yeah. And I mean, who's the pick here? I need to see.
It's Tack McKinley.
Oh yeah.
Which was bad.
He had the interview with Deion Sanders. I remember. It was tribute to his late mom, I believe.
Oh my God, Vic Beasley, bro. Who only had one or two seasons.
But yet it looks like they're building the old Indianapolis Colts teams they used to play against, because you've got those two speed rushers coming off the edge in that new indoor building they're going to have next year in Atlanta. Get a lead with your offense and then chase them down the pass rush.
When you watch this guy, he's one of these guys I love because you see second effort.
Yeah, I hope the Falcons get it right this time with the people they drafted.
Yeah, they finally focused on, like, properly getting edge.
He plays his heart on every single
game. Yeah.
So
we'll see. We'll see how they end up. Way, I was gonna live my dream. I was gonna go yeah, that's what I was talking about. Pitcher's mom. Late mom.
I was gonna go to the NFL. I made that promise to her, man.
Didn't he end up playing like another league? Like,
no, he was 2017 and 2024 Atlanta, 2020 Raiders, 2021 Browns, 2022 Titans, 2022 Rams, 2022 2023 Cowboys, 2024 Jets.
Oh, Jesus.
So not
journeyman.
And two of them are practice squad, Titans and Cowboys.
God. And it gets no better. And it gets no better because look who's up in two picks if you scroll down the list here.
Who, Taco?
Yeah.
The
Steelers. Steelers. Look at the Steelers guy. The Cowboys have selected because that
information is... Oh my God.
But there's that extra year on the contract thing, Mike. We always talk about at the bottom of the
first round. Taco. It's either Kaiser
or they coached Webb at the Senior Bowl. And yeah, they coached Webb. Kaiser? Oh yeah, the Browns drafted him.
Now, Deshaun Kaiser? Oh my God, what a name.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are on the clock right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm as fascinated as
that
you
was so
are
weird. I don't know tonight. Why they drafted Kaiser, man. That was crazy. Traded down from 10. No, he got quarterback, but man. Seven. I don't know. Yeah.
They've got right tackle.
He was not ready.
That I'm a, really Ryan Ramczyk.
Let's Robinson see here. Both there. Jordan Mills is their incumbent. They've got although, listen. That's 2024 UFL champion right Taco Charlton, okay?
What? No fucking way.
He won last year.
Tredavious White yeah. Pick here.
Tredavious White. Yeah.
Bro, he was a Birmingham Stallion last year and won the whole thing in the UFL. This year he's an Arlington Renegade.
Jesus. Here he comes.
Yep. I don't even know what his numbers are. I don't care. I need UFL stats. I wish they'd post that.
UFL stats.
Well, they do. It's on their website, but
yeah.
So Tre'Davious White was a 4-year starter in the SEC.
Okay, stats.
Tre'Davious White. Yeah, he was great after he got injured.
Yeah,
in his career.
He was still a great pick, especially at this spot.
Yeah. Pretty great in Buffalo. Forget about that. As added value for the Buffalo Bills. He was pretty small though for that size, for that position.
That understands and has enough confidence to get his head around and rip it away. Doesn't have as many pass interference penalties because he's
look at my quarterback getting sacked
at Alabama, folks.
Hey, chill out on that. Why are they showing his?
Maybe not. You're gonna get good Alabama highlights for the next 2 weeks. Relax. So even though we don't talk about you got Mark Ingram last week. He's a really
good football player. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll give that.
While this Taco Charlton pick goes through, let me ask you guys what NFL draft you want to do next week. And a corner.
But, I mean, we can do 2020. That'd be crazy.
Oh Jesus! I wanna see what we actually have on YouTube that we can watch. Let me see. What are the options?
They don't have the 2020 draft. I'm tripping. They don't have.
Let's see. We can do 2015. I think it's got to be edge rusher or like. We can do 2013.
those type
Kevin
of
King
players.
And Quincy Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
2018?
Terrible.
One
X
factor also. Ooh, yeah, do that.
2018 would be fun. 2014, Johnny Manziel grass.
Oh yeah, that one's good too.
What do you guys want to do out of those?
I mean, I don't want to go too far back. Like, well. 14 is not.
Is 14 fun? Who's in 14? Power and athletic ability. Honestly, let's do 2018 next week and do 2014 to finish it off at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's low. Yeah, we'll lock that in.
Yeah, that works. I like that.
Taco Charlton, 1 year starter question mark.
What?
look at his blurb there.
And Carlos Dunlap. Okay.
Carlos Dunlap comparison. Bro, Carlos Dunlap is so much better than Taco Charlton.
Carlos Dunlap was solid.
He played really well in the run game, and he was pretty solid. Yeah. The way he did against Ohio State every single week of the year. Yeah. I mean, the guy did have 100 sacks in his career. We talk quarterback.
That's the obvious to move back. Yeah, he was pretty great in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he was good in Cincy. We thought
OJ. How about enjoy? He had a great eight games in Seattle. In the
2017 NFL draft. He'll probably select David Njoku. He played a season and a half. Yeah, he did actually have eight games that he started in total, but he was who you guys were.
David Njoku. Hey, solid.
Solid.
I think he's going to get cut, though, this coming season.
Yeah, he might. He's been asking out of Cleveland for years.
I think he's better than what people give him credit for. The problem is he's always hurt. Like, he is a super athletic tight end. Like, he literally is a tight end that could, like he's a wide receiver in a tight end's body. The problem is he's always hurt.
Yeah. It's like Booger McFarlane when he was talking about Kelvin Benjamin.
He's one Popeye biscuit away from being a tight end.
Well, he's a Buckeye biscuit from, you know, being there.
Here's also the thing, so I have a soft spot for Njoku because he's a North Jersey boy from Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove is like 25 minutes from my house.
Everyone who's Jersey, like, he's from Jersey. Woo! Talent.
Yeah. We take pride in our people.
Yes.
I mean, hey, same here.
That's good.
Same here.
Sort of.
Yeah. That's the only reason I listen to Coward on occasion, because he's from Washington.
Eastern Washington, right?
No, he's from West.
Oh, West. Quarterback tonight.
That's right. I like what he went to school in Eastern, though.
Yeah, that's right. You look at the background of all these Miami 10s. It's a pretty good list when you look at it. I think he's right,
and then arguably
we have two more solid picks left here. Going to be all about the
quarterbacks. Yeah, two more. That we have
three picks left in the this is one of my favorite picks in the draft. Cam Robinson, Ryan Ramchick, and Forrest Lamp are still on the board. Three
offensive linemen. That's a good point, Mike. I want to go back. Wow, an interdivision trade. Pick trade. All you got to do is take a picture of that Rocky
statue. And you write the funny part about this is TJ Watt, who's coming up here. We're going with the Sasha. He absolutely should have went top five in a redraft. We're on the
air, sir. Definitely.
Hell, probably number three overall. Number three. Absolutely. The 49ers three. Just traded up to them.
Okay. They traded 34. TJ. Let's go back to the Franklin. Free that man. Pittsburgh's not going to win anything.
Free him.
Nah, he's gonna get no free rank. Like Pittsburgh Steelers number 30
on the clock. Just like no one. They're gonna have to replace him at some point and get another
quarterback. Defense has been improving. So how much? Wait, they're talking about quarterbacks all the time. Who's left at this point at quarterback? Always a possibility for that
because Pittsburgh values their defense. I think Kaiser, whatever his name is, John Kaiser.
Kaiser's here.
Kaiser. Don't forget that
secondary still needs.
The guys talked earlier about Kevin King from University
Davis
of
Webb is still here.
A Quincy Wilson from the University of Florida. So they've got a
CJ
Beathard. I highly expect it to be on the defense.
Davis Webb.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
What a name.
Who is also a receiver, by the way, Davis Webb. Too, I'm not going to
try to guess and
see who Josh get, Dobbs.
Go you've been pretty good tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the pass or not. The pass or not.
The pass or not.
That's an area that they do not have some good players in.
Dude, there's not many good quarterbacks. Nathan, oh my God, our favorite quarterback, Nathan Peterman. You know, they play with an outside linebacker.
TJ Watt. I thought you oh, Peter meme? Yeah.
Bay, but you're talking Nathan about Peterman. Steelers and their defense.
Let's see. Peter
do, you guys, do you guys remember Brad Kaya?
With the
30th pick in the 2017
no.
at the University
NFL
of Miami.
The Pittsburgh Steelers
select TJ Watt. TJ Watt to the Steelers.
A beast. A beast, man. Like, who can stop TJ Watt, man?
So it is TJ Watt, all in the family, as you can see.
Derek Watt. Where is Derek Watt? Organization.
I don't even know he's playing.
I think
he's retired.
I think he's retired. Of the
Pittsburgh Steelers. He's tired. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And JJ Watt.
And I love yeah, he's retired. He retired actually after the 2022 season. NFL draft.
Okay.
The San Francisco 49ers select Reuben Foster.
Yikes.
Oh boy.
Reuben Foster pick.
What a waste of a pick.
Let's speed through this, please.
Yeah. It's crazy that Ryan Ramczyk did, like, he really never made a Pro Bowl? Like, that's ridiculous.
That's stupid. This is you had done the Pro Bowl, is.
I mean, it's crazy to think that he should still be playing. Like he just retired not too long ago.
When he sees it, he trusts his eyes. There is no doubt when he's coming downhill and sideline to sideline, he makes big hits.
Again, screen pass. Crazy.
He was a great player in Alabama.
Yep.
Hard-hitting linebacker.
I mean, certain guys just don't take that next step. Like,
yeah,
you just don't, or they just don't.
And look at that hit, folks.
Yeah. They just don't take the league seriously. They don't take their job seriously. They take it for granted.
He's probably the best linebacking Alabama had that do pretty good in the NFL is probably C.J. Mosley. I think he's the only one. They better
be right. Yeah, from our election.
About the homework they did on that kid. And Reuben Foster, 30 teams passed on him with tape like Kuechly.
With tape like Luke Kuechly? Right, oh my God.
You know, for years we've been hearing, you know,
that did not age well.
Honestly, he was a great player. Honestly, I can see that.
This is a sideline to sideline thumper. This is rare. This guy's a special, special football player. He sits in that middle of defense, and no one is safe. Not in the run game, not in the pass game. He's a phenomenal blitzer. He's great against the run. He's great against the pass.
I like David Shawn.
This guy's going to be exciting
this
the next
as well. That
can
was
I
fun to hear.
Can I appropriate that term? Sideline to sideline thumper?
It's all yours.
I like that.
There you go.
I like that. Thank you.
I just can't get over
this was the pick belonging to the Super Bowl 51.
I can't get over the Mr. Irrelevant in this draft being as crazy as he was.
Chad Kelly.
So it's now the
same. And you know why? The only reason why I remember him was because they would not stop, like, in this entire draft, like, as we got into deeper rounds. Like, oh, you know, there's a bloodline Jim Kelly pick here. Like, oh, yeah, he's the, you know, he's Jim Kelly's nephew. Like, yeah, doesn't make him a good quarterback.
He was awful. Ryan Ramczyk. And the Saints with a great draft here.
Yeah, that was a, yeah. This is a good draft for them in general.
Yeah. Sucks that Kamara fell down the draft. But it was running back, so it usually happens.
See, Alvin Kamara is so weird to me. Because, like, if he just wouldn't be as injured as he is, like, he's insane, his numbers.
Yeah.
But he's always injured. Like, I struggle with him, like, wondering if he's going to be a Hall of Famer because his, like, his all-purpose yards are really good, but he's so injured. That I'm like, is he? You know, like is he? Because he doesn't have a ring either. So...
Nope.
That's why I'm like, is he? Like, maybe, but it's tough. And because also his touchdown totals are not high. They're just not. I mean, part of that's because look at the quarterbacks he plays with. Outside of he got old Drew Brees at the end.
Drew Brees was still solid though.
Last season or two became a noodle arm. And then, like, you know, so he didn't get much time with the end of Drew. And then, you know, since then it's been like what, Derek Carr and all the crap with that. So, you know, it's been rough for Alvin. And the thing is, like, he's such a good like fan fantasy. Like, he's a guy who'll put up 30 plus points a week in fantasy, but it's like, you know, not gonna get very far when you're always injured and when you have to play with like a bunch of crap quarterbacks. So
yeah, oh my god, I don't even want to think about the Saints quarterback room yet. We'll get there. Oh Jesus, it's gonna be bad. All right, well, anything else on this draft? I mean, this draft is definitely really fun. A lot of great players.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Yeah. Next week, 2018. So going back-to-back, 17-18 with the draft classes. For Will, for Shane, for Brandon, and thanks to our friend Cash for also joining us and talking some movies with us as well. And also we're doing a Batman and Robin watch along at some point next week as well.
It's our final one.
And then we're doing Will's horror movie section. Five fun horror movies.
Are we doing that next?
Yeah, we are. Okay. We're doing yours next. Have to finalize that list, and we'll get that started here in a couple weeks. But we'll see you all next week for the 2018 NFL draft. We'll see you all then.
See you, everybody.
See you.
Take care, everybody.